Good evening, Audio Boo. It is just gone 11 o'clock on a Saturday night, and I've been working just kind of non-stop today, really, on the next part of Transmedia for the Rest of Us, this podcast I'm producing for my kind of final degree project. And today I was editing the interview that I'd done with Roger Overall, which was quite a long interview because we just got really talking and talking and talking. And Roger is a photographer, he's a documentary photographer and a podcaster and a video producer, and he really is just the very definition of a transmedia producer. And we just got talking about so many different things during the interview that it ended up being a really long interview. So what I've done is I've had to go through nearly 90 minutes of recording and cut the whole thing down. I managed to get it down to about 40 minutes. So really the whole thing, we had a lot of interesting things to talk about, but I really kind of had to get it down to the really mega juicy stuff. So that's what I've done. So I've cut down like 90 minutes into 40 minutes. Which is quite an epic task, really. And I also edited the interview that I did with Mark Rock, who is the founder of Audio Boo. That was quite a short interview. It was about 15 minutes in all. I've cut it down to 7. Not a long interview, just because, I mean, heck, Mark's the founder of Audio Boo, he's a busy guy. So I'm really, really grateful that he could spend the time on Skype to actually talk to me in the first place. Really fascinating guy, really nice little interview. And it's going to be interesting to share it and have that as part of the podcast, actually. I mean, this is the guy who is the founder of, you know, the audio version of Twitter. I mean, it was just really cool that he agreed to talk to me. I'm really grateful. So I edited that interview, and then I had to kind of write the script for the podcast episode that's going to go around all that. And I got most of that done. I just kind of got to the point where I was just needing to write the last bit, which is kind of a summary of what the episode's been about and some of the points that have been made during the interviews and stuff. And you know when you get to that point where you realise you can't do anymore? I'd got to that point. All my energy and any thoughts in my brain just seemed to dry up. So I realised at that point it was time to stop. And now I'm out taking the dog for a walk just to get some fresh air. And then when I get back, I think, because I've been working quite intensively the last couple of days because my wife and daughter are away. They're back tomorrow afternoon. So I think it was just the culmination of working so intently over the last couple of days that just made me suddenly realise, boy, you know, I'm a bit spent in my brain power department. So I think maybe I'll stop for tonight. I've been working a lot later most other nights, but I think I'll stop for tonight and relax for a bit, watch some TV, think about something else, and try and make sure I get up at a decent time tomorrow, even though it's Sunday, and write the last bit. And then if I get time before my wife and daughter come home, hopefully I can at least record the last bit. I probably won't have time to edit it, but I can record it. And then I've got all the raw material for the episode there. And then I can probably edit it pretty quickly over the coming days and have the next episode out next week. And then for the next episode of the podcast, I'm actually going to interview Jody Cleghorn, who is someone I've known online for quite a while, and she's a publisher. We've gone from really talking to that girl Tyson, who's a video blogger, to someone like Roger and also Mark, who are very audio based, although Roger also does videos as well, but most of what he produces two podcasts. I think he's starting a third one now. So it's kind of very audio based, and then I kind of realized maybe I need an episode where we could talk a little bit about publishing books. So that's partly print, but also probably ebooks as well, because the world of books and ebooks is changing. You know, I think particularly with the advent of being able to publish iBooks, books are no longer just text. They are multimedia productions in themselves. But I thought it'd be interesting to talk to someone like Jodie, because she's doing a lot of interesting things publishing wise, with not just publishing books, but also they've got some film projects in the works. She's kind of involved with a writing community online called Write Anything, and also she's involved with something that goes on, I think, every year. They do this Write Your Own Adventure. Not Write Your Own Adventure, but you know those stories you used to read when you were a kid, where you kind of read a chapter and then you get to the end of the chapter, and you could either choose option A or option B. And if you chose option A, you'd skip to a certain chapter. If you chose option B, you'd skip to another chapter. So you could kind of get to read the same book a couple of different times because you could choose different paths. Well, she's actually involved in a project like that, where they're producing some stories and some books where you can choose your own adventure. That was the term I was trying to find. See, addled brain, tired. So she's doing a lot of interesting stuff. So I really think an interview with her will be a really nice contribution to this whole idea of producing transmedia from a publisher's point of view, which is publishing stuff both online and off. And then that will be kind of the last episode featuring an interview and stuff. And then the last episode, which I'll produce straight after that, will be kind of a summary of the whole thing, really, of the whole series of podcasts, talking about some of the lessons learned through talking to all these people. I've certainly learned a lot producing the podcast and talking to all these different people, and it really has helped me form some really solid ideas about how to move forward myself as someone who wants to produce transmedia, and that's something I'll include in that last episode, and then I'll hand the whole thing in as my report for my final assignment for my degree. And then that's on the 1st of June. And then I think a week or to 10 days, maybe even up to a couple of weeks after that, I'll have to go in and do an oral exam. So I'll have to prepare and present some kind of presentation based around all these things I've produced. The slightly annoying thing about the situation is it's really, really a lot of work to produce these podcasts. It's taking a lot of time, partly probably because I'm someone who's a bit fussy with this kind of thing. I do a lot of editing on them. I like to reprocess the audio and make it sound as good as I can. So I spend a lot of time on it. And it's a lot of research. And the podcasts themselves, they really stand on their own. And what I want to do is actually kind of edit it all together into some kind of audio documentary to hand in on the 1st of June. The slightly annoying thing is, and I've probably said this before, is I have to transcribe the whole thing. And I've started doing that a little bit, but they actually want a printed report. And to me, it's a bit annoying because it's just as much hard work to produce an audio documentary, you know, this series of podcasts, as it is to sit and do a written report. So in my mind, it seems a bit crazy that I can't just hand in a CD. Because the likelihood is, when I hand in the written report, it's going to have a CD on it. It's going to have links to where you can listen to the stuff online. And if you've got a choice between listening to a piece of audio and reading a report, what are you going to do? I know what I'd do. I'd listen to the damn audio. So it's kind of annoying that I have to do a printed report when I know that, you know, they're just going to put this stuff on their computers, they're going to put this stuff on their iPads, and they're just going to listen to it anyway. But them's the rules. I got to obey them. So, I'll have a little rush towards the end of next week, where I'll be finishing off those last episodes and starting to transcribe what I've been doing. All right, that's the end of my dog walk. So I'm going to go in and have a cup of tea, switch on the Discovery Channel, and just really zone out and probably fall asleep and hopefully wake up not too late tomorrow so I can get some work done.